Now we move to the second center of intelligence, our feelings. Our emotional life can be governed not always, but in part by the thoughts we were thinking. That's why we started with the thinking, because what you think will determine in some ways how you feel. It's not the only thing, but it's one of the things. And to understand this incredibly brilliant, robust, completely overlooked, and often underestimated center of your intelligence, I'm going to show you this clip from the movie Inside Out. This is a clip. Pete Docter, the director, did a great deal of study. It is one of the most sophisticated and insightful treatments of human emotions that I've ever seen. And what they do is they personify each emotion using a different character. So in theory, this is what you're going to see here are individual emotions personified, living in the head or in the body of an infant baby or a little kid growing up.
It was amazing. Just Riley and me, forever. For 33 seconds.
I'm sadness.
Oh, hello. I'm joy. So, can I just, if you could, I just want to fix that. Thanks.
And that was just the beginning. Headquarters only got more crowded from there.
Very nice. Okay, looks like you got this. Very good. Oh, that's right, parent! Ah, look out!
That's fear. He's really good at keeping Riley safe.
Easy, easy, huh? Hi, back! Oh, we're good. We're good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we're back.
Here we go. All right, open.
This looks new.
Think it's safe?
What is it? Okay, caution. There is a dangerous smell, people. Hold on, what is that?
This is disgust. She basically keeps Riley from being poisoned, physically and socially.
That is not brightly colored or shaped like a dinosaur. Hold on, guys. It's broccoli! Yes! Well, I just saved our lives. Yeah, you're welcome.
Riley, don't eat your dinner. You're not gonna get any dessert.
Wait, did he just say we couldn't have dessert?
That's anger. Cares very deeply about things being fair.
So that's how you want to play it, old man? No dessert? Oh, sure. We'll eat our dinner right after you eat this.
Right. Here comes an airplane.
Oh, airplane. We got an airplane, everybody.
Now, for our purposes, I want to select just these three beings, and we'll explore the emotionality that is created by these three. And I'm actually going to depict this in a very specific way. I want you to see how these are structured in kind of three fundamentally different vectors. And where we're going to start is with this guy, anger. I like him a lot. And I want you to imagine sort of emotions existing on a continuum. Of course. So you might have kind of at a low level, you're annoyed, and then you might get a little more frustrated, and then you ladder up to angry, and then eventually you are enraged, like that guy when the fire was, you know, shooting out of his head. And these are important words to actually notice and see and name, because our emotional vocabulary I find to be extremely limited. And so what I'm going to do here is provide you with words, and it's actually in the download that you can go and look at, and you can actually use these words to determine what feelings you want to bring and admit in this conversation. But at minimum, you want to know what it is that's going on inside you, because that drives behavior. So, you know, beyond those obvious words, here's a whole bunch of other ones: hostile, irritated, contempt, provoked, offended, pissed, resentful, undermined, exasperated, cranky, impatient. All of these words can express some form of that upward moving, directed energy that we call anger. So that's one cluster of emotions that might be evoked from any conversation you're going to have or need to go into. Another set is this girl down here. Her name is Sadness. Same continuum. You might begin feeling, you know, I'm feeling a little let down. I'm actually hurt. You know what? I'm sad. And last is, I might be devastated. That's the kind of the level of intensity you might get to. And so there's this gentle kind of continuum that is experienced. And the sadness has that kind of downward energy. It sort of sinks us. We even talk about, I feel down rather than up. And other words that sort of depict this are things like down, depressed, helpless, hopeless, disappointed, envious, heartbroken, discouraged, grieving, weary, longing, lonely. All of these words are possible words, and they're not the only ones, but they're just a much wider range than I'm sad. And now I've given you a huge range of words, and as you look at these, you might be like, yeah, no, it's not depressed. I'm down, yes. Heartbroken, no, it's not that bad. Discouraged, yeah, it's more like that. And that's what this is designed to do, is to let you sort of pinpoint and triangulate, what emotional state do I bring to this conversation? What is the energy that's going to be expressed in the conversation we're going to have? And then the last vector would be this fear guy. And so you might begin with, I'm feeling concerned. And then it might escalate to a little worried, eventually to afraid, and then finally to panicked, deep, deep fear. And other emotions and words and experiences that kind of live in this third quadrant are things like uncertain, feeling overwhelmed or embarrassed, stressed, hesitant. Maybe you feel paralyzed, guilty, or confused. And so all of these, you know, these really are the three dominant vectors of emotions. And so, yeah, I know there are many, many other emotions. I'm talking now about kind of the negative emotions. And all of these emotions, which we have access to all of them, but it helps when you can start to pinpoint, where am I really in this? This big chaos, amorphic kind of sea of emotion is now actually distilled into three basic directions that I can capture and understand. And when I can capture and understand, what it does is it gives me a little bit of distance from the experience itself. And that's a very important point. Awareness brings about transcendence, or at least some distance. And so that's a really critical piece of this whole equation. Now, a couple of other points about the dynamics here. All of us will have a tendency to prefer one of these or maybe two as our dominant emotions. It's very similar to actually the three movements. Against, towards, and away, these are kind of negative expressions of those, or can be negative. And so some of us might only know anger. And actually, very often, you could draw a line right down the middle, across the middle, between the anger domain and the fear and the sadness domain. And what you'll find is actually the first emotion people have is that anger one. But it's actually fueled by and informed by, if you get beneath the anger, sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's sadness. Sometimes it's that feeling of hurt. So I'm not actually angry. In reality, I'm actually hurt. I'm not actually furious with you. In reality, I'm just scared. And it's those downward feelings that are much more vulnerable. They're more soft. And most people don't like to go there too often. Now, depending on your personality, because some personalities, they don't like to feel anger. So what they would say is, I'm just disappointed, when in fact, they're really angry. People that might feel fear, they may not want to admit that they're feeling fear, so they talk about their anger or that they're disappointed or something. But the point is that you can begin to see how all of these inform one another. Now, how are you supposed to use this? So you got it, okay. And in your download, you can actually look at this and you can use this. This is how I would use this. Take a moment and think about the conversation that you're workshopping. If you have one, I hope you have one, you're workshopping a conversation and you want to think about, what are those feelings that I'm bringing to this conversation? What is it that was evoked in me? So in my case, I was definitely provoked by Tom. You know, when he did what he did to go behind my back to tell the CEO I was up to no good, I was provoked by that. I also felt offended. I was incredibly offended, and I felt deeply undermined. Of course, all of this, irritated was another, and then downright angry. I don't know that I was enraged, but I was definitely angry. It wasn't hostile. I wasn't feeling impatient. There wasn't a crankiness. These were the clusters that you can see how that's a finer point you're giving people. And so that's some things I was feeling, but I wasn't just feeling anger. You see, that was the first emotion. Remember I said there's a presenting emotion, but if I let that settle and I actually get down behind that to to more vulnerable, softer, more you know, risky emotions, if I allowed myself greater range of availability to my emotional life, I would actually see and feel worried. I was worried that my boss was going to think he was right. I was feeling really uncertain. Here he was doing this. Now my station in the system was very uncertain. I didn't know which way the boss was going to go or feel. I definitely felt embarrassed. Like I was embarrassed that he was out, you know, talking about me this way and assigning motives I didn't have. I felt confused. What was he doing? Why was he thinking this? And so you can begin to kind of map out, what am I feeling in this? And I'm going to give you a preview at the later videos. I'm going to show you how to actually use it. But the basic idea here is you can actually take these emotions, and these are not the only emotions. I've just given you some to choose from because it's so much easier when you can actually survey a page full of emotions rather than try to generate your own. You can actually look at one and go, it's not that. Yeah, it is that. You can kind of feel the energy of each of these words. But what you can do is you can actually use this to decide some of these emotions need to be admitted. They need to be brought to the conversation. Not necessarily the feeling of that emotion, sometimes it's appropriate, but the notion of the emotion, the capacity to actually say, hey, Tom, you know, I've been feeling really confused. And it actually, our conversation had me worried, right? If I wanted to feel a bit more courageous, I could start there. If I wasn't feeling courageous, or maybe I felt like he needs to be told a thing or two, I might say, look, you know, what you did, I found really offensive and I felt provoked by it. I felt undermined by what you were doing. And if I really want to be transparent, I could say, but you know what, as much as I felt those things and they're real to me, well, I was actually feeling really, really worried. And I was worried about our relationship and I was worried about what the CEO was going to think of me. So that's an example of how you might use some of this. We'll get into that in a bit more detail later. But for you, go ahead now and workshop your hard conversation, whatever conversation you need to have, and find out, circle, what are the emotions? If they're not listed here, find some more. The more robust your vocabulary, the better when it comes to the emotional life. And so that's what I'm trying to do here, is to give you some more of that. Now, in the next video, we're going to extend this conversation about feelings, but they're actually going to be slight shifts. So instead of the thoughts that produce these feelings, so every one of those thoughts that I had about Tom were creating these feelings. When I chose a different thought about Tom, that he was really out to help, these feelings lessened in their intensity. I became more grounded. I became less triggered, less reactive, and less ballistic. So that's the reason for this. And that's also the reason, just to link it back, to begin to tell different stories, because it can change what emotional constellation you live with.